Proverbs 17, verse 10. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. I'll repeat that. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. Now, without turning to it, I'll quote you some more from the book of Proverbs. I noted a couple down. The first two are negative and then two positives. Proverbs says again in chapter 10, he that refuseth reproof erreth. He that refuseth reproof erreth. Chapter 12, he that hateth reproof is brutish. Now the positive. Chapter 13, verse 18, he that regardeth reproof shall be honoured. Chapter 15, verse 32, he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Now over to the second epistle of Timothy, chapter 3. Verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Now the word again for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Repeating verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12 verse number 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, verse number 11 explains the chastening. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. We can respond to chastening in one of three ways. We can despise it, that is, we make light of it, or we faint under it. And here in verse number 11, it says, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Now, that's the very important principle. When God puts you and I under chastening, and according to what we've read, every believer comes under the chastening hand of God for our good and for his glory. And it's not joyous while we're going through, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them who are exercised thereby. I read to you in the epistle to the Timothy that the word of God, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, and for reproof, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Now we trust as we sit under the ministry of the word of God today, whether it be a word of encouragement, a word of comfort, or a word of reproof or correction, that we will examine our own hearts and not say, "My, that was good for brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so." May we take it to ourselves and be exercised thereby.